Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another edition of Monday Mini. This is one I have many strong opinions about. I have a lot of experience with, and I'm excited to talk about it because it turns out I am not alone.
You are not.
No, because today we are talking about trick dates or surprise dates, something that you might not have seen as a date, but it turns out it was a date. This was inspired by, and no spoilers, Only Murders in the Building, the most recent season, features an arc where Selena Gomez's character is tricked into a date. And it was framed as something sort of romantic and ultimately successful, which made me actually shout at the TV. So I wanted to talk about it.
FYI, this is a Sex and the City episode.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Are we close? How long
No.
do I have to wait before
you
we
have to wait
to...
a minute. Okay. I'll remind you.
Okay, perfect. I mean, I'll know. I'll have thoughts again.
Yes.
And just a fun aside, I actually really enjoy the show. They're not a sponsor or anything currently, but
they have been before, right?
I believe they have. And it does, it's like about a podcast, so it's kind of fun.
It is funny. Is it real? No.
No.
Are they in a wide open room as if they're doing stand-up comedy? Yes.
Yes. Yes. But it's kind of fun to get to critique it in that way. Also, I'm going to say 90% sure I know who it is in this season. Oh. And it's wild and bonkers. But also, they have a plot point that's driving me wild. It's so clear to me, as someone with low self-esteem, what's going on. But no one seems to get it.
Oh, that's funny. I haven't started the new season. There's so many U.S. domestic shows that I have not watched because I am still caught up in Let Me Only Do Korean Dramas, hoping that I'm going to learn by osmosis. And it's not working, by the way. It's not working. I am understanding more, and I know when the translation is wrong, but it's not working to that effect.
Right.
But Netflix is real bad about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their translations are typically always a little off. I will say they do have like Asian people, like I think Korean people to actually translate it, but it's still kind of off.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to, I haven't watched any, because I haven't watched The Bear. I've only seen a couple of episodes. I haven't watched Only Murders, which I was really into. And then we haven't even watched the last season of Ted Lasso. I'm behind.
I haven't watched that either, but that's largely due to what I have. subscription wise.
Yes.
Also, What We Do in the Shadows just ended.
Oh, yeah. I know. I saw that. They had a double
finale.
Two show finale.
Two episode finale. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We need to get on that too. There's so many. So many.
Yeah. Well, I am excited to hear your thoughts about this whenever you finally get caught up.
Get there.
I do want to say before we go into this, I do think there is a difference between something that sort of becomes a date that is mutually agreed upon, vocally mutually agreed upon. Like you're like, oh, this feels like a date. Maybe that wasn't what you intended. I usually that happens after the fact where you're, in my experience, where you're like, oh, that was a date. And you're like, oh, yeah, that you have that conversation, though. Like, it wasn't a trick.
Like, you get, like, you hang out accidentally and then ends up being a date? Like, that's, I've never heard of that one.
No. So you, it would be like, you go out and you have a really good time, maybe bowling or something. Like, you have a really good time. And afterwards, you're like, was that a date? Like, kind of jokingly, like, was that a date? And the other person's like, yeah, I feel like that was a date. Like, it's much more like you kind of realize in it, like, oh, this was fun and I think we could date. It's more of a like...
Okay, so saying that you're mutually attracted.
Yes.
Essentially. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. I think that's the key is like both people go in not thinking it's a date. Maybe they think like maybe it could be, but it's not like a, oh, this is definitely a date.
So you come into a hang knowing that this person is there.
Yeah.
And then the hang is so good and you two connect well.
Right.
This was our first date type of thing.
Yes.
Okay. I got it.
But
I get
you
it
vocally talk about it. You vocally agree about that.
Like, verbally? Yeah.
Verbally, yes.
You've been saying vocally a lot.
I know,
yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, don't apologize. I'm like, I think she's trying to say verbally. I guess vocally, I think, yeah, it works too.
Yeah. Who knows? You know, that's the fun of podcasting.
It is vocally.
It's true. That's what I mean, though, is like you say it aloud and you agree.
Yes, you vocalize it.
Yes.
I love it.
I also think there is a difference between a misunderstanding and tricking someone into a date. That's a little bit murkier, but I think that that can happen too. I think that sometimes you can be like, oh, you think something's a date and the other person doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it's less that you're trying to trick them to get them there.
Mm-hmm.
And then make it a date. It's more
right.
that maybe one person thought it was and the other person thought it wasn't. I think that's different than what we're talking about today. In this episode of Only Murders in the Building, he says aloud, you know, to his credit, he says aloud, like, I tricked you here because I wanted a date. So at least he admitted it.
Ew.
I know. I'm glad you agree, but that was not seemingly the vibe on the show. So trick dates are much more of a purposeful one person, usually the man, although I did find a lot of hilarious articles about men saying women keep trying to trick me into dating. And I'm like, but maybe. But usually it's a dude who has like some kind of way, a plan premeditated of like getting a woman to go on a date.
Mm.
And then from there, it's supposed to sort of snowball. There's actually kind of a really funny. This came up in conversation recently because there's a joke episode in my version of Sex and the City, Seinfeld, where this guy tricks Elaine into dating him by saying Dustin Hoffman was in Star Wars, which obviously he knew was a lie. And it's like, if you know, she was like, no, if you're wrong. And he said, well, if I'm wrong, then we'll go have dinner. And he knew he was wrong. Mm-hmm. But then somebody created a fake video that went wild on Twitter recently where it was like Dustin Hoffman was in Star Wars. he wasn't, but it was a very convincing video. So the conversation came up again. But it's like a very, there are tactics involved like that. There's like this way of getting someone to go with you. And then the hope is that it will lead to your dating. And so I actually found some tactics that were from Madame Noir, and it was very much like, don't do this. This was not some like men's health group, how to do it. It was like, these are the tactics people use.
Gotcha.
To be clear. And I thought we would just run through them because almost all of them, I was like, yep, seen it. The first one, going from a group to a solo hang.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I've had this happen more than once, but the most egregious was this guy who told me in college, he was like, we're going to have a study group. We're going to practice. I believe it was German language. And I was like, okay, yeah, cool. And then I get there and not only everyone else mysteriously cancel. He was like, let's go have dinner. And then he didn't have money or his BuzzFeed card. So
BuzzFeed?
I had to pay that. So that was our buzz card. So at Georgia Tech, it's called a buzz card.
Okay.
Not a BuzzFeed card, sorry.
The article? The journal? Like the listicle thing?
No. It's been a long time since I've used my buzz cards, Samantha.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So I had to pay for his meal.
No.
And then at the end, he was like, do you want to go get dinner sometime? And his tactic was, he knew I had never been to this local restaurant that's famous. And I wanted to go. I had expressed I wanted to go. And he's like, we can go there, which has been used against me more than once. People find out what I want to do and they're like, I'll go with you.
Yeah.
And then,
I've heard it happen to you often, to the point that I'm like, hey,
don't go anywhere.
Why are you doing this? You know what he's doing. He's not trying to just be a friend.
Sometimes they are.
No.
Yeah, sometimes.
Even when you think they're being your friend, they're still just trying to test the waters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But that's the unfortunate thing is, like, this is probably the tactic that works the most on me. Is like, here's an event I know you would want to go to and I want to go to. Let's go together. And I do want to go. So it's like, yeah, I'll go with you. And then the next thing you know, you're dating.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You're in a relationship you didn't want to be in.
Or didn't know you were in.
You.
That's kind of the key of it, is it's never communicated. It's
right.
Never, ever communicated. I have had people where we've had a conversation at the end and I was like, no, I didn't want this to be a date. And that it worked out.
Right.
But a lot of times they'll never even bring that up. Like, yeah. It's just like, oh, I told everyone we're dating. I'm like, really? That's news to me.
That's so weird.
Because then now you have to break up.
Like,
It's a way of, like, trapping you in.
Right.
Yeah. Because ultimately, and I do get this to some extent, it's like a fear of rejection. So you're sort of, as you said, testing the waters. But that feels so manipulative of, like,
that's not a fear of
we're
rejection.
Dating.
That is controlling.
Mm-hmm.
That's a, like, power play. I'm not giving you a choice.
Mm-hmm. And now you got to talk to their friends and be like, no, we aren't dating. Like,
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
The next one is posing as a career ally. This has happened to me, and it sucks. A lot of these next few ones are about jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So this has happened to me in acting, especially. We'll pose as like, okay, we're going to help you, you know, because it's such a competitive field. We'll help you get this or this or this, or I'll introduce you to my contacts or whatever it is. And I had a guy who was supposedly like pretty high up. I have my doubts looking back, but he seemed like he was. And he was trying to give me a lesson on like kissing. And he shoved me against the wall and kissed me and said, like, this is you know, good for you. Like, this is, you have to learn how to act and how to be passionate. And I walked home and I cried the whole way, because that was when I was like, okay, that guy, because he asked me to dinner. I thought it was a career thing. And it just became clear, like,
oh, yeah, that happened to me once too.
Mm-hmm.
They asked to have lunch. Mm-hmm. And he was the dude that was like 30 years older than me, had a kid probably close to my age. And I was like, what's going on? I thought you were just telling me how to become a counselor.
Right.
And then he asked me on another date. And I was like, we had date one? What?
Right. Wait a minute. What? Let's back up a second.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a really popular one. And it's really unfortunate because, you know.
Yeah, a lot of these are like very much border along the lines of people who are going to kidnap or rape you. Right. Or sexually assault you. Like, literally, all of these things.
Right.
Sound like this borderline, like, cuter version.
Right, right.
Of what people like do to isolate step. You, to do these things, have power over you, to, like, exploit you.
Yeah. Well, the next one is posing as a career mentor, which is related. And I think that feels a lot more like that's your boss who's like, oh, right. I'm taking special interest in you. I can help you learn this, and this. And then that becomes like, well, if we stay after, we can go have dinner and do this. But it's not about mentoring you.
No.
It is about getting you into a relationship. I've also had that happen in acting. I kind of had it happen early on in my days as an intern. But luckily, I was near some people who shut it down really quick. Really quick. So good. Always appreciate when you have a good supportive friends who are looking out. And then this one, I bet a lot of people can relate to, pretending it's about the hobby. So I feel like this one is a bit murky in terms of, a lot of times you can meet people over a hobby and you bond over that, and maybe you do decide to date over that. But going back to that trickery aspect, that's sort of the key, is like, I just want to, like, there's even been kind of a joke, you know, that people will pick up hobbies just to date certain people.
I still like the recent, I don't know what that is, but I'm willing to try it to you.
Right.
And him being so far off of what it was, you're like, bro, yeah. It's so bad.
That was bad.
It was way off. So bad.
Like, look
you
up
don't
that
know
is
what
first,
that means. A, B, this is gross. What right. is wrong with you?
Right.
Thinking it was a hobby or a kink.
Right. Yeah. It's way off. Oh, boy.
So,
oh, dear. And I've had plenty of examples of this. I think one of the biggest ones I've talked about before is if anyone finds out I like Marvel or Star Wars, then I'm like the coolest, not like other girls person they can imagine. D&D was the same. And in fact, I was in a very ill-fated, it wasn't a relationship, but it was something. And it was based on D&D. And it was kind of being used to make this relationship happen. That I, again, was like, wait, what? Whoa. And then I had a guy ask me once, because I was complaining. I was complaining about how men back when I was running would stop me to talk to me. And I would get so annoyed because I'm like, I'm running. Like, this is not, I'm not looking to have a conversation right now. And one time a guy asked me out, he like stopped me and asked me out. And I was like, no. And the person I was talking to, who was a dude, was like, so there can't be, like, there's no instance that would work. And we got into an interesting conversation about that, where I was like, not for me, because like that just feels so disruptive. But he was saying like, well, this guy must have been so moved and he had to talk to you right then. And I was like, well, all he did was annoy me, so it's
right.
not going to work.
This is when, like, the language barrier is, like, very apparent. Again, like, between the women's expectations and wants and men's expectations and wants. It's like, especially with heteronormative ideas.
Yeah.
And then you put in queer people, and this is a whole different language in itself. You're like, yeah, you don't understand. And this is why this is a problem.
Right. Well, and that was, it was one of the things that I was like, yeah, I guess this guy thought that was romantic. But women, you know, as women, we've talked about in our running episodes, you can get be attacked just running around. Like, you're always on edge. So this guy coming up to me, I was immediately like, oh.
Right. What you think is cute feels very, like, threatening to us.
Right. Yes. Yes. Like, you felt confident enough to make sure I stopped when I had, like, headphones in and was running, was in the zone, to stop me and ask for a date. And then...
when you don't know me, all you see me is doing exercise.
And I, you know, not that it matters, but I didn't look great.
There's so many questions to being just, instead of like wanting to get to know, I guess that's what they say dating is. In my mind, dating is a little more official than that, than the getting to know you part. Maybe the whole world of online dating has messed up my point of view. But like to come up, be like, I'm attracted to you from jump. I'm like,
right.
This seems insincere, or you seem like you have some other agenda and it's not cute.
Right. Right. Because like, how much could you know from just somebody running past you? Like,
you know nothing about me. Also, you don't know if I'm in a relationship. And I get it. Like, you're trying to take a chance, but not the way we like it.
No.
Most of us, I say. Most of us.
Yeah. And when it comes to like the tricking of the date, I did have a guy who started running because of me. And he started asking for, let's run together, which I hate running together.
Yeah, I hate running with people. Yeah. It makes me anxious. Mm-hmm. And then, like, if they don't keep up with me, I have to stay put. If I can't keep up with them, I feel bad for them.
Right. Yes. I've always said to people who, like, want to run with me, I'm like, well, you can run at the same time, but we're not running together. Like, I'm going to do my pace. That's it.
When I get people into doing races with me, I'm like, yeah, we're just going to go, right? Like, we'll wait. I'll find you at the end point.
Right. Yep. I think that's the way to go, Samantha.
Yeah, I think so too.
But apparently that is not romantic.
It's not romantic.
People were laughing at me once when I kissed my ex-boyfriend before the Peachtree Road Race, and then he went way to the back and I went way to the front, and people laughed at me. And I was like, no, if I have this front starting wave, I'm not going back there.
Hell no. Bye.
No, thanks.
I earned this spot. Right? I get done.
It's hot here. Yeah. Jeez. But yeah, I think to their credit, I am surprised they ran as much as they did and that they kept up with it. But damn, like that's kind of, it's a lot of effort to put in.
It is.
Another tactic is saying that they need career help. I have gotten this one as well. Luckily for me, in that case, I was so like oblivious to it that I think that person gave up. They were like, okay, this is not gonna work. Another, asking for dating advice. And yes, I have gotten this one a lot. Or how you like sex, or your opinions about dating and sex. These are all sort of like, let's come closer, have this conversation, and then let's see if I could make this a date.
I inadvertently flirt with that, and I don't mean to. I've been told by friends who, if I'm not interested in you, I apparently seem very flirty. And this is for women and men. Mm-hmm. I've been like, because I'm just, if I'm comfortable with you, I'm going to tease you. I'm going to do all these things. And then I'm going to try to help you if you like a person.
Right.
And I, in my mind, I'm just being natural, but that seems flirty. And I did not know that to the point that my partner and I, that at that very beginning was our relationship. I was trying to help him out with a girl. He still thinks I was flirting. And I'm like, I really wasn't.
Right.
It ended up like we ended up because he took that sign as flirting.
Right.
But I was like, huh. I really wasn't.
Yeah. I mean, that's going back to your, like, we're almost like speaking different. We're on different wavelengths.
I heard it's a Libra thing too.
Oh, okay.
Apparently. Because I'm that person that if I'm shy and I get nervous around you, that's how you know I like you. Because I'm trying too hard and I'm very nervous and I probably will just stare at you and run away.
Right.
But if I'm very confident and like just teasing giggly, I don't have interest in you. And it's gotten me in trouble a lot. I did not realize this.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. And I feel like there's a weird thing that happens where it's sort of going back to that testing the waters where dudes will be like, I had this one guy who just asked me randomly, like, when is your favorite time to have sex? And I'd be like, this time. And there's a weird thing that's going on where it's like, I'm trying to not be a prude. I also am not interested, but I feel like it's that, like, okay, she's down. She's down to fuck, as they say. So that is definitely one I've seen. Another, posing as your friend. This one can also get messy because sometimes, a lot of times you start out as friends and then it becomes a relationship. It's more that going in, you, one person always wanted it to be a relationship or realized that they did and then never said anything. This is one of the, this, I've probably experienced this one the most. And it frustrates me because this episode of Only Murders in the Building had this like exact thing where I wanted to go to a fancy restaurant and this guy was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've always wanted to go too. Let's go. I dress up because it's a fancy restaurant. I later found out everyone on his side was like, well, she wore that dress. Obviously, it was a date. Like, no, I can dress just for me, one, but two, it has a dress code. Like, I was
literally, I had to follow the rules. How is this me saying we're on a date?
Right.
There's so many things. And this is where the idea that men and women, especially again, the heteronormative ideas or environment cannot be friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it comes from.
It does come from
and
this.
And it's like part society, part expectations, part hope, like eagerness, like falling into it. Like, well, naturally we should be like my good guy friend and I who before he got married into a serious relationship, we were always paired together.
Mm-hmm.
And like, why don't y'all date? Why don't y'all date?
Right.
And the explanation is we love each other, but we would kill each other
right.
as a real life couple. Like the understanding is sure. We are very similar. We are fun. We make everything fun. We have great chemistry, but we also understand the levels that we have with each other and it wouldn't work. And I think it did come to the point that at one point in time, at the very beginning of our friendship, one of us may have had that feeling.
Right.
But it never, but it just passed by.
Right.
So again, that's that level of like, so can you truly be just friends
mm-hmm.
with your guy friend?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I've had some very interesting conversations with my guy friends about that.
And again, that's the things like when they're in a relationship, you think you can't.
Yes.
But then it turns out you truly can't.
Yes.
More often than not.
1,000 times, yes. I'm so often like, well, obviously they're in a committed relationship. I don't need to worry. Nope. Should have been worried.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Another one of the tactics listed was looking for a shoulder to cry on. This could be complaining about their significant other or partner. I have definitely had this. And then I've had the very galling experience of me trying to talk about my feelings and being dismissed. So it's very much like, oh, well, you were there for me, so it means this to me. You must really care. But then when I'm trying to like have a reciprocal friendship, no, I don't want to hear about your right. Or I'm owed because I sat there and listened to you.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Another one, asking for shopping advice. I have definitely gotten this one. I'm surprised it came up on the list,
yeah.
But yeah.
I have too.
Yep. It's like, I don't know anything about fashion. Can you please come help me? Okay. I don't really know either.
Come on, let's go.
Right.
I'll tell you what looks good.
Right. And then it becomes this date that you went on. The plus one trick, which is... Yeah, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's, you know, I don't want to go to this wedding alone. Will you come with me? And then, yep, you're you're dating now, I guess.
The trick is with the, like, again, with all of these things, because I've also done it with just friends.
Yes.
And it's been fine. So
exactly.
The fine part is we know that the line has already been established.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that is fine.
Yep.
And then, but then, like, yeah, that's that whole level. If they're new, that's when you should be really, like, hesitant. Like, I have
right.
only met you for 2 weeks. This is not going to work.
Right. There's also, this one made me laugh, offering to help fix something. Yep. Yep. Yep.
I'm not going to lie. All of these things I've done with my partner at the very beginning of our relationship, like everything.
Well, see, again, it goes back to, it is tricky, but it is that very specific, like you're going in with another intention in mind,
right.
As opposed to something that just happens naturally,
right?
Or that you discuss. So I actually have a really funny story about this. My ex-boyfriend just ended up staying at my apartment a lot, and I wouldn't let him sleep in my bed because we weren't dating at the time. He was friends. And eventually I was like, I guess I'll get like a futon in case people stay and I'll have a... And he came over to help me set it up. And here I am, oblivious Annie, not realizing. He's like intending. He's helping me set up this futon for him to sleep on when that's not what he wanted.
Right, right. But I mean, that's a clear sign. We're like, no, you sleep here. I sleep in my bed. Because we're friends. So I feel like he should have known. And if he didn't,
no,
he was too pushy.
Yeah. Well, I still
he
have
knew.
That futon to this day.
He
yeah.
knew. He just didn't want to accept it.
Mm-hmm. And again, this one, like, there's that joke in The Office about, you know, how Jim knew how to drive stick, but he, like, pretended he didn't. So he and Pam could spend more time together. I do think that there is a way to do it where it's not so nefarious mm-hmm. and tricksy. But, yeah, it can definitely be a tactic. And another one, you'd love my other woman friend. I have seen this one.
Oh, that's new.
I've seen this one where it's like, you would be good friends with my friend. And usually the woman friend is in on it. She knows that this is supposed to be a date.
Oh, really?
And she's like facilitating.
She's the wingman?
Mm-hmm.
Wingwoman?
Uh-huh. Yes. then there's letting you show him the ropes, which is sort of like... the office thing.
The golfing.
Yes. Yes.
Trope. Let me show you how to hold the golf club.
Yeah. the fitness buddy, which we've already kind of talked about. And then the pet play, which is, I didn't know this, is called dog fishing. But it's like...
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen that one.
Yes. Yes. So there's a multitude of tactics people... employ.
There's so many things to this, because there could be like the, like, yes, this is the friendly, flirty side, and then this could get dark very
yes.
quickly. It's such
mm-hmm.
a wide range and wide scope of usage for these things.
Yeah. Well, and it made me think about, like, because I also can be flirty. I enjoy flirting. But for me, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. And I get that can be confusing. Like, I totally do get that. And I've even joked about, my friends have said they would make a business card that's like, she's not interested. But a part of the problem is, we've talked about it before, but this idea, like, we can't reject the man outright. get mad in this very heteronormative sense, yeah, because you're afraid. You feel like you have to let them down easy. And so I feel like there's two things that are largely at play, two major forces, which is this like fear of rejection. I need a woman. How do I trick her into dating? And then on the other side, in a very heteronormative sense, the woman feeling like she has to be kind of flirty or kind of playful or something, like can't let him down outright, has to be. So it's just coming together in a real mess. Yeah. It's a real mess. And kind of being romanticized on major TV shows.
Right. Interesting. I mean, it's always been a trope, this whole,
yeah,
like,
it is.
Friend,
yeah,
to lovers.
Uh-huh.
Neighbor to lovers, like any of these things, type, mm-hmm, of conversations. And, you know, women have used some of these things as well.
Yes.
And queer people use these things as well. Like, mm-hmm, come fix this for me. Come do this for me. Can you do this? Oh, I'm helpless. Mm-hmm. Again, not a bad thing if it's consensual.
Yeah.
And there's already play, but like, yeah, typically strangers doing this is odd.
Yeah.
And if you've already been rejected once, try to trick them. Oof.
Yes. And it's very much in the, like what we talked about with incels and kind of the con man space, mm-hmm, like the pickup artist kind of thing. Mm-hmm. This is much more that and much less like, I don't know, your friend who's kind of, you've been friends for a while. Maybe one of you is like, maybe there's something here. Like that's right. There is nuance and differences in this conversation, but this is like the deliberate, I can trick this person into dating me kind of thing.
But mm-hmm, when friends try to trick you into dating someone.
Yes.
Which has happened to me. Even when I had a boyfriend.
Oh, dear.
Kind of funny.
Kind of.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. Well... Clearly, we had a lot to say. This one went a little long, but I just, when I saw that plot point, I was like, no. but yeah, I'm sure listeners, a lot of you can relate. If there's one we missed, or if you have any stories you'd like to share, you can contact us in a variety of ways. You can email us at stephanieandmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I Never Told You. We have a Tee Public store and a book that you can get at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.